the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of my praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. Oh, you're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, ready to bless your name. Thanking you for allowing us to see a brand new day. For as we so often declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and since you have made this day, we have the opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for allowing us to see this brand new day. Thank you for another day of mercy. Thank you for another day of grace. Thank you for another day of favor. Thank you for another day of outpour. Thank you for another day of breakthrough. Thank you for another day of victory. Thank you for another day of overcoming. Thank you for another day of being kept. Thank you for another day of being sustained. Thank you for another day of being strengthened. Thank you for another day that I'm in my right mind. Thank you for another day of reasonable portion of health and strength. God, we have so many reasons to give you thanks, God. I just want to take the time to thank you for another day. For if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be at. But I'm thankful, God, that I know where I'm at today. And not only do I know where I'm at, I know who I am. And not only do I know who I am, I also know who I am. And I belong to the King of Kings. I belong to the Lord of Lords. I belong to the great I am. I belong to the one who sits high and looks low. And I'm thankful, God, that I know who you are. I know who my Redeemer is. I know who my Waymaker is. I know who my strong tower is, and his name is Jesus. He is the great I am. There's nobody like him. I know who my Savior is. Oh, God, I know who the one who died on the cross for my sins. And I'm thankful, God, that I have a mind to know just who you are. And I pray your blessings on this day, that you will lead, guide, and direct us and grant us favor on this day. We ask that you would order the steps of your people, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And because you order our steps, we can walk in authority. Because you order our steps, God, we can walk in victory. Oh, God, because of who you are, because of the things that you have done, Lord, and because you order our footsteps, Lord, we can walk, oh, God, in power. We can walk in strength. And we don't have to rely upon our own power. We don't have to rely on our own might. We don't have to do those things that seemeth right unto us. But, God, we can lean on you. We can lean on your understanding. We can lean on your wisdom. We can lean on your direction, God. And when we do that, we're able to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. Lord, I want to shine bright today as a son of the King of Kings and as a son of the Lord of Lords. Lord, I want my light to shine. Oh, God, and my light only can shine if you lead the way. For you know the pathways that I should take. You know the things that I should do. For you know the thoughts that you have towards me. You know your plans. You know the expectations that you have for me today. Oh, God, because tomorrow is not promised, but you have blessed me with the gift of today, oh, God, to magnify you and to glorify you. And so with all that's within me, God, as I exalt you and as I bless your name, I also cry out that I need your direction, that I need your strength, Lord, that I need your power, that I need your anointing. I cry out, God, that I am nothing without you, God. And so I exalt your name, God, for there is none like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And I bless your name this morning, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, God. Your name is worthy, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise. God, I'm nothing without you, and I need you the more today. I need you to breathe light into me. I need you to bring strength into your people. I need you to breathe the breath of encouragement into us today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that we may lean not unto our own understanding. Oh God, but that we may continually holy and completely lean upon you. Our trust, oh God, will be in you, oh God, so that you will order our steps, that you will lead, God, and direct us, and that you will grant us favor on this day. I don't know what the day holds. I don't know what the day has ahead for. But God, I'm glad that I know, that I know the one who made the day, that I know the one who knows the plans that he has for me. And he's not thinking evil against me, because I'm submitting to him. And I pray, God, that in everything that I do, that I submit to your will and that I may submit to your way, binding the devil on every hand. He's a lying fool. I can't even call him a lying wonder, because a wonder makes him somebody that's exceptional. But God, he is a defeated foe, and he cannot get the victory. He will not win in the end. And so I want to allow him to get in to steal little victories and steal little opportunities, oh God, to get me distracted or cause me to run astray from you. So what we ask, God, that you will bind the devil on every hand. Cast the devil out of the minds. Cast the devil out of the wheels. And cast the devil out of our way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. He is coming just to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to cause confusion. He comes to cause dismay. He comes to stir up doubt in the minds of the people. And God, it's without faith, but without faith it's impossible to please you. And so, God, we don't want to allow any doubt to get into our minds. So drive all of that doubt out of us. Drive all of the concern out of us.
of us. Drive all of the fear out of us, Lord, so that we won't allow anything to hinder you from moving on our behalf, to move it in your power and your might on our behalf, so that miracles, signs, and wonders can be performed in our lives on this day. Go with us to work. Go with us to school. Go with us as we travel along the road, whether it's shopping or to the hospital or wherever we may need to go today. We ask, God, that you would go with us every step of the way. I'm grateful, God, that you told us that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. That means through thick and through thin, God, you will always be there in our ups and in our downs, in our good times and our bad times. Lord, you're always there. And I'm thankful, God, today that I'm reminded even now that it's worth it all. Through the good times and through the bad, God, your promises, your plans that you have for us, the thoughts that you think for us, towards us, Lord, it's worth it all, because it's not even able to compare. The sufferings of this present moment in time cannot even compare to the glory, God, that you have in store for us. Help us to look towards your glory. Open up our eyes so we might see and behold the beauty of God. Oh, God, so that we might inquire in your temple, even, oh, God, through trials, even through times of suffering, even through times of frustration, God. Help us to keep our eyes on the prize, keep our eyes on the promise, God, because the promises of God are sure. Your promises are yea and amen. And we want to receive. We want to achieve. We want to accomplish. God, we want to walk in the favor that you have for us each and every day. Strengthen us even now. Your grace is sufficient. Even when we are afflicted, God, your grace is still sufficient. And so we want to do like Paul and Silas did, that even at the darkest moment of our situations, even in the darkest moments of our trials and tribulations, to just offer you a praise. They prayed. Paul and Silas prayed and gave thanks and sung songs of praise while they were locked in the inner court of prison. The Bible tells us that a great mighty earthquake came and loosed their chains, loosed their bands. And not only did the earthquake come to loose their bands, but their praise freed all of those that were around them. God, we have people that are around us today on our jobs, at school, as we walk in the stores, wherever we may be at today. There will be people around us that are bound. There will be people around us that are afflicted. And we are the hope. We are the light. We are the salt. We are the preservers, God, of those that are around us, God. Let us be salty today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said the salt that has lost its savor should be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. And God, I don't want my witness to be trodden under the foot of men. I don't want the favor, the grace that you've given me, God, to go to a waste today. So help me to shine bright. Help me to stand strong and stand firm, that you might get the glory, that I may draw someone in and lead them to Christ. Let them know that Jesus still saves. Let them know that Jesus is still a redeemer, and let them know that he is still a keeper. Help me to be salty, Lord, today. Not a grump, not grumpy, not unkind, but help me to be compassionate. Help me to be loving. Help me to be merciful. Help me to be friendly, for a man that desires to have friends must first show himself friendly. And I want to be a friend that leads someone to Christ today, to be a light to someone that is without hope, to someone that is in a situation that they don't see a way out, that I can let them know that Jesus is the way, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my coworker, Brian Owens. Found out this yesterday that he lost his grandmother sometime this past weekend. I pray for strength and I pray for encouragement for that Owen family. I continue to pray for my other coworker, Dominic Gardner, that you would bless him during their time of bereavement, that you would keep them and strengthen them today. And then I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I pray for my wife, that you continue to strengthen her body. We had a long week last week, God, and her body was given out on her own Sunday. But God, I'm thankful that you are a keeper. I'm thankful that you are a keeper. I'm thankful that you are a healer. And I'm thankful that you are a restorer. And I pray that you would breathe life into her today, strengthen her today, and keep her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I end my prayer, I pray for my father-in-law, God, as he celebrated 80 years of life on this past Sunday. And thank you for the opportunity to throw a surprise celebration for him yesterday. And for all those that came, I pray that you would bless them for the sacrifice and strengthen them and keep them, God, for honoring such a great man of God. And then I pray for those that are under the sound of my voice that have taken time out to pray. You've told us that men ought to always pray. And God, though I may not have been as excited as I've been during my early morning prayers, that's a sexual, fervent prayer of the righteous still availeth much because you've called us to pray. Oh, God, and any time we bow ourselves before you, any time we take time out and sacrifice to spend time with you is an opportunity for us to grow our relationship with you. And for those that have taken time out this morning to grow their relationship with you, God, I pray that you would meet their needs. Order their footsteps. Strengthen them, O God, today. From the very crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, God, let them walk in victory. Let them walk in authority. Let them walk under anointing, God, that only you can give, that their lights may shine. O God, that the men might see their good works. But God, that you will get the glory and the honor and the praise. Grant them the desires of their hearts. And bless them, God, this day. These are my prayers. Prayers of your people. Prayers of the righteous. We thank you, God, today. And we bless the holy name. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I pray for my leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen him, God. I know that he has a doctor's appointment today. I pray that you would touch his body, drive out the ailments, bind every sickness, bind every disease, those things that come to destroy the body. But you are a renewer. You are the potter. God, we are the clay. You can shape him and mold him, God. Smooth out those rough edges. Smooth out those thorns. Smooth out those aches and those pains and make him over again. I pray that you strengthen my leader, my pastor. Bless Mother Thomas. Bless Mother Town. Bless the people of God. Let us still continue to hold on to the revival that you sprung out in our services last week. Oh, stand strong in us. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. And bless us this day. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, our minds, and our souls. And we magnify your name this day. We declare right now that this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for just this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.